To send a message to the world that ivory is worth more on an elephant than it is in the market, Kenya's President Uhuru Kenyatta set fire to the country's ivory stockpile Saturday, making it the largest ivory burn in history. VOA's Jill Craig attended the event and has this report from Nairobi. Plumes of smoke filled the air of a muddy Nairobi National Park as Kenya's President Kenyatta presided over the burning of 105 tons of elephant ivory as well as 1.35 tons of rhino horn.
The height of the pile of ivory before us marks the strength of our resolve. Before you, ladies and gentlemen, is the largest haul of ivory and horn ever to be destroyed in this manner. And our reason is crystal clear. No one, and I repeat again, no one has any business trading in ivory, for this trade means death, death of our elephants, and death of our natural heritage.
The event marked Kenya's commitment to stopping the poaching epidemic, which has resulted in tens of thousands of elephants across the continent being killed every year for their ivory tusks. In total, the ivory at the burn represented tusks from an estimated 8,500 elephants, according to a Kenya Wildlife Service spokesman Saturday. Critics have argued that poor countries like Kenya should sell the ivory to improve the lives of their people. The Kenya Wildlife Service has responded that selling these illegal trophies dramatically increases elephant poaching, threatening the animal's very existence. Living elephants have value, whereas ivory does not. U.S. Deputy Secretary of State for Management and Resources, Heather Higginbottom, attended the event and said that saving elephants helps everyone.
There are economic benefits to tourism, to ecotourism, and that provides jobs and stability. It ensures that there is going to be more and more demand to see these amazing creatures. That helps the people of Kenya as well as the habitat and the animals.
Poaching has escalated to alarming heights in recent years, as 100,000 African elephants were killed between 2010 and 2012. International Fund for Animal Welfare East Africa Regional Director James Asiche says these numbers represent a grave threat to elephants everywhere.
If it continues, if the killing continues as it is now, then we cannot sustain the elephant populations in the next 20 years.
Kenya has had success in reducing poaching, from 384 elephants killed in 2012 to 96 killed in 2015. But conservationists say that this progress could quickly be reversed if people don't remain diligent. But if they do, then Peter Knights, CEO of the wildlife conservation group WildAid, might be right about Kenya's 2016 ivory burn.
Well, I think we might look back historically, and this might be the image which represents the end of the ivory trade, we hope.
President Kenyatta says he is seeking a total ban on the ivory trade at the CITES International Wildlife Trade Meeting, which will take place this September. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
The height of the pile of ivory before us marks the strength of our resolve. Before you, ladies and gentlemen, is the largest haul of ivory and horn ever to be destroyed in this manner. And our reason is crystal clear. No one, and I repeat again, no one has any business trading in ivory, for this trade means death, death of our elephants, and death of our natural heritage.
There are economic benefits to tourism, to ecotourism, and that provides jobs and stability. It ensures that there is going to be more and more demand to see these amazing creatures. That helps the people of Kenya as well as the habitat and the animals.
If it continues, if the killing continues as it is now, then we cannot sustain the elephant populations in the next 20 years.
Well, I think we might look back historically, and this might be the image which represents the end of the ivory trade, we hope.